WBEV AM Beaver Dam, a locally owned Good Karma Brand station.
Teams like the Browns, the Packers, they have no right playing in a dome. And the fact that the Browns are getting an indoor stadium, it sets me off.
Obviously.
It does.
That's right. It's time we once again get fired up and kick off the Damn Sports Show. Presented by Real Sports Cards and Waupun. A show that's as honest and self-aware as their hosts, Wally Lukaczynski.
I eat and drink a lot. So I shouldn't do that as often.
And of course, we could count on Ashley to keep him in check. She just might be the biggest Taylor Swift fan at the station.
They are champagne parties.
Shout out Taylor Swift.
Oh, give me a break.
It's hard to tell. They cover everything. Titletown, pro, college, and high school sports around South Central Wisconsin. Even if it's the Wisconsin Badgers, for better or worse.
Talk about how bad the Badgers are. Bring the sadness. Another year that they fail to meet the Sweet 16. Another year they don't get to a bowl. It's a disaster in Camp Randall.
Catch it all on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, Daily Dodge TV, and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Welcome in to the Damn Sports Show. Dobbs, what was that?
I wish I could tell you.
That's okay. All right. Well,
like,
welcome
I
in.
Wish I could. What is going on? Oh, wait, it's my mic. Sorry. Continue, Walter.
I sure will. It is a blustery and very windy and weather eventful day. So we want to preface the show today that if there is any severe weather news, any tornado warnings in this next hour, we will be switching to simulcast on both 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and 95.3 WBEV for our severe storm coverage. So we'll keep you in the loop with that if anything does come. But in the meantime, we're going to pretend like it's sunny. We're going to pretend like it was the summer day that it was just 2 hours ago when we were over at the Beaver Dam Family Center. Dobbs, you had your finger up. What's going on?
Walter, I have to step out for a minute. So, yes.
All right, sweet. It's time for Wally the Filibuster, and I hope you guys are ready for me because in just a few moments, Jason Wilde will be joining us. He's battling similar things that we are on a weather front at this point. He is going to be joining us talking about mandatory minicamp with the Green Bay Packers that is underway, started yesterday, goes through tomorrow, but as we know, the third day of mandatory minicamp, a little bit less of the in-the-weeds that we are accustomed to. But there's been a lot of interest and intrigue that has come out of these first two days of mandatory minicamp, including Jordan Morgan and a Lucas Van Ness showdown to
Walter,
this point.
I'm back.
Well, that's perfect. Dobbs, while we have you back, Jason is ready for us. We'll get him on the call as we have Wade Bates waving in on Daily Dodge TV right now.
We're having a little technical problems as I cannot click our buttons to... From the storm, and yes, I don't know why, Wally, that keeps happening.
Oh, that's all right. Well, whenever you get a shot, give Jason Wilde a ring, but in the meantime, we'll talk a little bit about the Green Bay Packers in a front, again, Lucas Van Ness and Jordan Morgan, where a lot of the talk from yesterday is Lucas Van Ness is going to be going into a pivotal, all-important contract season coming up, and so far in mandatory minicamp, getting the better of Jordan Morgan so far. And I'll be interested. I want to ask Jason Wilde when we get him on the line here in just a few moments, does that mean anything? Is it just at this stage of minicamp we're looking for something to be excited about, or vice versa? If people are out there worried about Jordan Morgan in his first full year, knowing he's going to be a left tackle, what we should expect there? For me, at least, I hope that Jason's on my side. This is an inconsequential, it is literally so far from the realms of reality football, it's not worth getting too high on, not worth getting too low on. I'm more intrigued about the idea that this is a team that has a philosophical shift, at least on the surface, of bringing some 30-something-year-olds into the building. And with that, is that just a win-now mode now, or is this a true shift of how the front office does want the Green Bay Packers to be operating while their window does feel to be open right now? And without further ado, we do have Jason Wilde on the line right now. You can hear him on Wilde and Tausch weekdays from 9 a.m. until noon across ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. And you can read all of his written work under the Packers tab on channel3000.com. Jason, it sounds like you're battling a lot of the weather demons that we are right now. We're glad that you made it home safely. How are you doing today? Jason, are you there with me? And Dobes, I'm not hearing either of you right now, so back to...
Sorry. My mic was off.
All right, well, that's perfect. We don't have Jason Wilde right now?
Jason? Nope, that's not it.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, we'll go back to Filibuster Wally because going into Zaire Franklin and Javon Hargrave are two guys in their 30s that were just brought in by the Green Bay Packers, and this is a GM in Brian Gutekunst that doesn't typically believe in that third contract player coming onto a team. They've been so consistently one of the youngest teams in the entire NFL. And at this point, the Green Bay Packers, they feel like their window's open. And I think a lot of us around here in the great state of Wisconsin feel the same way, that Jordan Love, given the opportunity with a high collection of cast around him at the wide receiver position, a solid running back, assuming he is on the football field in Josh Jacobs, the question on the offensive side of the ball is the offensive line. Beyond that, you have arguably the best player on earth in Micah Parsons on the other side of the ball, and you have a similar question on that side. Who is going to be the number two? Who is going to be that second edge rusher who is able to go out there and get you, not even needing the 12, 13 sacks, but you need somebody that is going to be able to step up, especially early in a season, that Micah Parsons isn't expecting to be playing. He is going to probably be out until the middle of October, getting a little bit closer to Thanksgiving. You need guys like Lucas Van Ness that are able to hit the ground running, that are going to be able to be that number one threat, that number one disruptor that teams are going to be throwing running backs at, tight ends to chip, and occasionally getting those double teams. Guys like that, Lucas Van Ness, if this is a team that is going to be a legitimate...
I'm here now. Can you hear me now?
Oh, wow. Look at that. Jason Wilde. That is a great way to pop in there. It saved Wally from a filibuster. I was going to go for an hour.
Can you hear me now?
I hear you. Do you hear me?
Unfortunately, yes, I hear you.
There we go.
There we go. Now we're back to normal.
We are back
to normal. That filibustering was great. The worst part of it is with the weather, must have knocked something out on you guys because I gotta say, I thought I was having my best appearance in the long and distinguished history of the damn sports show. All the different iterations, different hosts. I thought I was really good the whole time, and then I realized I was talking to myself.
Oh, no.
That's what happened.
I know that you can't recreate magic here, but you're the closest thing to a magician we got, Jason. So my question for you, first of all, you're back home, thankfully safe. Happy to hear that. How are you doing before we get into Packers questions?
I am good. It looks like the really bad stuff might actually miss us. So hopefully everyone in Beaver Dam and the greater Madison Metroplex are safe. But I've got some fraidy cats that are actually cats, and I've got some scaredy cats that are actually dogs. Nobody likes bad weather around here, so we get a little anxious, kind of like when you're doing a radio show and you think you have a guest and then you really don't, and he thinks he's on but he's really not. You know, that anxiety can be tough. I thought you handled it great. And let's talk about Tucker Kraft and how he wants to be a Packer for life and how he thinks he's going to be ready for week one without any snap restrictions, how great Wade Bates is. Like, we can talk about whatever you'd like.
Well, before we get to Tucker Kraft, because I know Ashley was kind of excited to ask you about that and coming back and potentially being ready for week one, what I was talking about right before we got you on, or at least officially got you on the show, Jason, I was interested. You wrote an article on channel3000.com about there being two 30-something-year-olds that are going to be legitimate pieces on this team in Zaire Franklin and Javon Hargrave. I'm curious if you believe this is a franchise that is just very determined to go in win-now mode, Or could this be a subtle hint that there might be a little bit of a philosophy change in Lombardi Avenue?
Yeah, I don't think it's either one of those things. I mean, I think they do believe they have a team that can win now, but I think it's more of a exception that proves the rule type deal. I don't think they're going to be in the business. I met Zaire Franklin for the first time today. Yeah, I had been in a group interview earlier, but I was standing there. He walked up and extended his hand, introduced himself. I'm like, we need more guys like this guy. Because who cares, about me? Like, he doesn't need to know who I am. And I was impressed by that. But they definitely needed some guys at those specific positions. They were well aware when they traded for Zaire Franklin that they were not going to get a deal done with Quay Walker, although they tried. And if they get the deal done with Quay Walker, they probably don't have Zaire Franklin. Mm-hmm. If they felt a little bit better about where they were at defensive tackle, they probably don't go out and get Hargrave, even though he's got the connection to Jonathan Gannon. So, no, I don't believe that there has been a paradigm shift at 1265 Lombardi Avenue. My feeling is that Goody always wants to be young. I've got a line in there, which I think it's fascinating that he said it on the record, that he believes players are at their healthiest and at their best between ages 26 and 29. And I don't anticipate him having a lot more guys past the age of 29 just because these guys have been added to this year's roster.
So speaking of Tucker Kraft, he tore his ACL about a month or so before Micah Parsons. But he's planning on playing, the first game. He's going to be ready. But Micah Parsons is going to be further down the line. Was there a difference of the injuries of, severity? Or is it just, a different training program? Or is it just solely the timing of when it happened?
Yes. It's all those things. First of all, it was November 2nd for the injury for Kraft. And Saturday, which is what? Today's the 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th. 13th Saturday? 13th?
Oh, nice.
Will mark 7 months since the since the surgery, which is what the line of kind of demarcation is for when you start the clock. So he'll be 7 months out on June 13th. In Micah Parsons' case, he will be 7 months out on August 29th. So that's more like 6 weeks difference in the time frame. That's one. Two, Kraft only tore his ACL. And I mean, I know it's easy for me to say only, but I'm just talking compared to Parsons, who also damaged his meniscus. Mm. And I don't know he was kind of ambiguous about what they did to his meniscus. There's two things you can do with that. I learned this because our oldest daughter, Maddie, ran an entire cross-country season because she's just like her mother and stubborn and tough and fights through injury. She ran an entire cross-country season with a torn meniscus, the doctors didn't want her to do. If they trim it and trim out the damaged part, which is what they did to Maddie, your recovery is a couple of weeks. If they try to repair it, which is a pretty dangerous surgery from what some doctors that know a lot more about it than I do have told me, because there's a risk of it re-tearing and a pretty elevated risk, then that extends the recovery. I don't know what the case was with Parsons, but I know that having the meniscus in addition to the ACL also impacted his timeline. Third, I do think they've probably taken slightly different approaches to their comeback. They've both been supervised by the team's medical staff and athletic training staffs, but they're just two different people with two different knees. So I think all of that factors in. But what I fully expect, and obviously we talked to Tucker Kraft for quite a while today, is for him to start training camp on the PUP list, probably be activated and start doing some practice work a week or two in. And then, like I said, he stated today to us with an enormous group around his locker that it is his intention to be ready for week one, September 13th, against the Minnesota Vikings at U.S. Bank Stadium on Channel 3, WISC-TV in Madison, with no restrictions on how many snaps he can play. So to me, that is a pretty ambitious goal. And I would, just as some may think that Micah Parsons is being more cautious, I would also say to Tucker, man, you're a really important piece. They want you here a long time. They're going to sign you to an extension before you set foot on the practice field, I would bet. Just be smart. You know, if you miss the first game or you're limited in the first game, that's much better than doing something where you aggravate it and then you're lost for multiple weeks. Because he is, you know, him and Watson, not that I don't like Reed, not that I don't like Golden, not that there aren't other guys that are really important to what they do, but they are a different offense when they have Kraft and when they have Watson and when they have both. Like, the one game they had both was Pittsburgh, and Jordan Love threw for 360, and Kraft had 7 for 143 and a couple of touchdowns, and Watson had 4 for 80-something. Like, that offense is completely different if both those guys are on the field and healthy.
Jason, we're going to talk more with you on Friday. I'd like to talk about Christian Watson a little bit then with the extension. But today I wanted to ask one other question before we have to let you go, and that being about Lucas Van Ness, because I know everybody this time of year, you're searching for something to either attach yourself positively or negative to. And we saw at least Rob Domofsky tweet out yesterday that Lucas Van Ness beat Jordan Morgan for a sack, a couple pressures, a tackle for loss. Does this mean anything at all, whether that's for LVN or Jordan Morgan? Do you put any stock into this at this point of the year?
Yeah, it's a great question, Wally, and not just because I basically asked the exact same question to the two dudes that played tackle in the NFL today on our show with Tausch and Brian Bulaga, because, you know, I think it matters for Lucas Van Ness's confidence. Certainly you want to have success. Also, this is, as Dan Campbell called it, football in pajamas. So we have to be careful about reading too much into it. Whether it's positive about Van Ness or negative about Jordan Morgan, I will say this. One of those plays, and I think Rob tweeted about it. I don't tweet during practice really anymore. But it was, I've never seen anything quite like it. He beat Jordan Morgan so badly off the snap that he was in the backfield. If it had been a shotgun snap, he maybe could have intercepted it. But then Love tried to scramble, and his foot slipped, and he just got down in a fetal position for self-preservation. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how dominant that snap was. But to your point, if we see a replay of yesterday during training camp when the pads are on, we're going to have both, oh my God, Lucas Van Ness might set the NFL single season sack record and beat out Myles Garrett. And we also might be saying, oh my God, Jordan Morgan can't play left tackle in the NFL. Neither of those things will be true, but the overreaction, because it'll be training camp, will be even greater than what it was for yesterday's performance. I think both those guys are going to be fine. But yeah, it was certainly the most noteworthy thing at practice yesterday. Just like today, the most noteworthy thing that I saw was Jordan Morgan throw the football. But Jordan Love rolling to his left and off schedule and off balance, throwing back to his right, an absolute dime to Reed for a 70-yard touchdown. It was one of the best throws I've ever seen Love make, and one of the best throws I've ever seen in a practice, period, and that includes Favre and Rodgers. They had a lot of great throws like that over the years, but that was one from Love that was, I used to talk about, I don't see a lot of wow throws from him. This was a wow to the nth degree throw.
Wow.
Well, Jason, last one for you here. Yesterday, I got on the show, and, you know, we were talking about the Iceman comment, and I just, you know Micah Parsons, you know, you're friendly with him, as I like to call him my friend as well. I was very upset with him because I genuinely believed he did that. And I just, if you get the chance to talk to him again soon, just tell him that Ashley from the Damn Sports Show in Beaver Dam is sorry for making a rash decision about my thoughts of him when I thought he said Iceman was the best.
Yeah, my understanding is that might have been some creative editing.
100%.
Or maybe he's just a huge fan of George Gervin, who had retired long before you two were even born from the NBA. He's the original Iceman, the finger roll expert. I would just say this, having dealt with Cheesehead TV yesterday, clipping something I said, I don't like any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I believe in context. I believe in longer form, as you guys noticed from both my questions in press conferences and my answers to you. I think there's a lot more nuance. I do not believe he thinks that the number one player will be a guy that didn't even complete 60% of his passes.
Exactly.
I will say that I am very eager for them to redo the cover of EA Madden Football 27 with him jumping over the skyline of Gary, Indiana, in nearby Hammond, then of Chicago.
The Gare Bears. I'm ready for that, Jason. The Gare Bears. Let's bring
love
that
it.
Back.
Love it. I love that. You're the first one I've heard use that. I mean, Hammond is, dare I say, a suburb of Gary. I'm totally on board. Let's go. Gare Bears.
The love Gare it. Bears. Jason, you're the man. Stay safe tonight, and then we'll make sure we catch up with you for more Packers mandatory minicamp talk on Friday.
Sounds good, everybody. Take care. Be good.
The great Jason Wilde. Giving us some time there while we were figuring out. We had the weather stuff come through, and everything for about 5 minutes. We went pitch black in the station for 3 seconds, and it was like watching when you like turn a light on in a movie and there's like rats infested in a restaurant. We had people flying through this office.
That is a crazy thing.
Am I right? You know what I'm talking about. You flip the light on, the rats go scurrying everywhere.
Yeah.
That we were the rats in this station. Everybody's like,
am I wrong, Doug?
Man your positions. It's definitely a all hands on deck moment. But
100%.
All right. We're going to take a break. But when we come back, I know it's raining today. You're not going to be able to get out there with all the storms. But there's no reason you can't start planning, whether it's for Father's Day, whether it's for this weekend, getting out and playing some golf over at Rolling Meadows. We'll have David Brandenburg on next, talking about the beautiful golf course just about 30 minutes away from here in Beaver Dam. That's next on the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. Attention sports fans. Whether you're chasing the hottest rookie card, that next big autographed sports card, or looking for expert card services, Real Sports Cards is here for you. For everything from sports to Pokemon cards, visit the store in downtown Waupun today. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download the Real Sports Cards app for all the live online card breaks. Watch, collect, and win from anywhere. Real Sports Cards, where every day is opening day.
Women's health is a lifelong journey. At Prairie Ridge Health, we're here with you every step of the way. From routine gynecology care to pregnancy, menopause, and everything in between, our team provides compassionate care tailored toward women. Now offering certified nurse, midwives, and urogynecology care. Learn more at prairieridge.health/womenshealth. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Prizes,
exclusive experiences,
even cash money. You want it? We've got it. Find a list of all contests and official rules by visiting dailydodge.com/contests.
That's dailydodge.com/contests.
Ugh, Randy, my kitchen and bathroom are straight out of the 90s.
Oh, like Friends reruns 90s? Or dial-up internet 90s?
Full on dial up, Randy. Oak cabinets, busy countertops, it's all very talk to the hand.
Sounds like your spaces need some serious upgrades. At Professional Floor Covering, we do more than floors. We've got cabinets, countertops, and design help to take your kitchen from all that to all this.
So no more as if every time I walk in?
Totally. We'll help you ditch the outdated look and bring your kitchen and bathroom into this century. You'll totes be feeling like you're in a spa, but like without all the whispering. Unless you want that, I guess. Get the process started by visiting proflr.com or stop by our showroom in Beaver Dam.
Nice, bro. These renovations are gonna be the bomb.
No doubt.
Keep your cool when things heat up. If your air conditioner is struggling, Air Care in Beaver Dam has a toolbox full of solutions just for you. Whether your equipment needs a tune-up or repair, service is available all day, every day. And if it's time for something new, Air Care has the staff, experience, and equipment ready to go. Visit aircareinc.com or call 920-356-8860 and stay cool this summer with Air Care.
It happens without warning. And when it's a truck crash, everything changes. Trucking and insurance companies know how to protect themselves after a crash. Call Gruber Law Offices and let us protect your rights. Never take on the insurance company alone. We've got the knowledge, skills, and resources to fight and win. And you pay nothing up front to get the help you need. Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
Every financial journey is unique, and people can help you navigate.
The MPeople team always goes far above and beyond to make sure that all my decisions are in my best interest long term, and that I am fully educated in all the details of my options. They always follow up and make it feel like I'm the only client that they have.
Whether you're just starting out, preparing for retirement, or anything in between, MPeople can help. Visit MPeople.com to learn more. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Your home for the Golden Beavers, 1430 ESPN, powered by Daily Dodge.
For continued coverage of your local high school and pro sports teams, spend the weekday 4 o'clock hours with the Dam Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun.
And welcome back to the Dam Sports Show here on 1430 ESPN, Beaver Dam, and Daily Dodge TV. We know the weather is nasty today, but it's not going to be soon. It looks like we're going to have better weather coming up over the weekend. And we have Father's Day weekend next week, so what better time to welcome on David Brandenburg, the golf course manager over at Rolling Meadows. David, I imagine you guys had a pretty fun day before everything kind of went to hell in a handbasket here in the last couple hours with the weather.
Oh, we sure did, Wally. It was the first week of junior golf, so we had 100 kids out here today. Learning the game a little bit, and fortunately they got done before the storms came, but we had to blow the siren and bring everybody in, and right now we got some leagues waiting it out, hoping to get out to play, but it's not looking good for tonight. Might just be good soaking rain that we needed anyway.
Hey, well, that's good. I know we need that rain to keep the course looking as gorgeous as it always is, but this is kind of a dumb question. Speaking of the weather, what is it even like for you as you're running the golf course with their teams all over 27 different holes over there at Rolling Meadows? What does that look like when you know that you got the heavens about to fall down on us like we did about an hour ago?
Well, it could be a little bit of chaos. We just split up, take the course, get people in. Like I said, we have a siren, so our regular customers know the siren blows to get your butt in.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Well, good. I'll keep my ear out for the siren when we get out to Rolling Meadows. Okay. Hopefully, sunnier weather.
Hopefully.
David, I mentioned Father's Day is coming up. I know that a lot of people like myself, I struggle to buy a gift for my dad because I know he can go out there and buy what he needs in his day-to-day life, but something like golfing father and son tandem is such a cool opportunity. Do you still have tee times available for next Sunday or next weekend, or how does that look right now?
We do. Yeah, we have some available yet. Golf is a great gift, a great way to spend time with dad. Book your tee times before they're gone. It's usually our busiest day of the year is Father's Day.
Oh, wow. That's actually really cool. It makes me happy at least to know right out here in South Central Wisconsin, we're taking care of our old men out there. But for our dads coming out, what can they expect? Can you tell us a little bit for people that haven't been to Rolling Meadows before, what they can anticipate when they get out there with the old man next week?
Sure. We got a great bar and grill. They can have a sandwich before they head out, our beautiful golf course, a nice rolling piece of property. We got 7 sets of tees, so if dad's a pro player, he can play the back tees. If he's getting a little older, wants to move up, do that, you know, play the course where you're going to have fun. But just a beautiful golf course, so a lot of woods, a lot of water, a marsh, some wildlife, and just a great place to play golf and enjoy yourself.
How do you decide? Like, is there like a certain age when you typically move to senior tees? Is it more of a how your body's feeling? Like, how do typically do people go about that?
I think a lot of it's just how your body feels and what kind of caliber golfer you are is how it should be. Some people just automatically at 60 move up to the silver tees, but some of them fight that as long as they can. Some of our older folks even go out moving to red tees or out in the fairway and just tee it up and have a good time. Because if you can't hit it that far, you don't want to get beat up. You want to have a good time around the greens and tees, still enjoy the game, but you don't need to hit it 20 times to get to the hole. So just play a good length and enjoy your day.
See, that's amazing to me because I'm like ready to dye my hair white and go out and be like, no, I can play at the seniors. I'm 60. Don't worry about it. I'm good.
Yeah.
David, before we let you go, how can people find you? I know it's a short drive here from Beaver Dam. It's not that bad at all. Where outabouts in Fond du Lac are you guys located?
Sure. From Beaver Dam, you just come right up 151, take the Military Road exit. We're right on the corner at 41 and Military Road. Easy to find. You can see it from Military Road. Right in that corner there. So easy to find. Great place to play golf. Enjoy your game.
Well, David, we appreciate you jumping on with us today. Hopefully, at least with all this rain we should be getting the next 2 days, that course is going to be even more green when we get out there over the weekend.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you're the man, David. We'll catch up with you in about 5 days' time next Monday.
Sounds great, Wally. Have a great day.
Hey, you do the same, David. That's David Brandenburg with Rolling Meadows. Gorgeous, gorgeous course. I know Wade was out there with the remote a couple weeks ago, and he glowed about it then, and that was still, we're still easing into the summer season. Just imagine what this course is going to look like in a couple weeks' time, especially now that, you notice what I notice, Ashley, is that everybody in Wisconsin loves to bring up, we really needed the rain.
Oh my gosh. No offense to everybody who's listening, but I've heard that like 8 times today.
It's actually funny, because I've always been annoyed with the, if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes, because everybody in the country says that.
It drives me bonkers.
I kind of like the we need the rain. I don't know what it is. There's difference there. I kind of like it.
You seem like the man to say that.
Yeah, like, I think like, I might lean into it.
You should.
Next time.
But you just give off, I'm going to, you know, say stuff like this.
Well, next time it's like a little rainy Saturday morning at like 7 in the morning. You can expect to wake up to a text from me that just says, we really needed this today.
Or you're going to go into next time we're at like Tower Lanes or something, and there's a big rush of people come in. You're going to look at me and be like, wow, we got here just in time.
Well, it's better than me hitting the old, you guys ready to rock and roll?
No, I love the,
yeah. Now, that's the one that you like. You wanted the rock and roll.
No, I usually do the, let's blow this popsicle stand.
I heard you say that earlier today when we were leaving or going out.
Did I
out
say
to,
that?
You said that one of the last few days when we were getting out of here. And then I had to roll my eyes like back from the back of my head forward.
Yeah, but I think I've also noticed lately that I don't say like sayings right.
Yeah, but that's what makes it better. I butcher sayings all the time. Yogi Berra is one of the greatest athletes of all time. And he's somehow known even more than being a Hall of Fame catcher, one of the best Yankees of all time, to actually just turn around and go, hey, you know what? Yogi-isms. He's got some of the best of all time out there. When we come back from the break, I might just spitfire like 4 or 5 at you.
All right.
When we come back, I do want to kind of bridge two topics together, because we just talked with Jason Wilde a few moments ago about mandatory minicamp, about some of the real takeaways that we've seen so far, and perhaps some of the things that we shouldn't look too much into. And then on the flip side, the Brewers did fall last night in Las Vegas in that Little League Williamsport-style ballpark, and they're going to have a chance to get the rubber match tonight in about 105-degree heat out there in Las Vegas. We'll dive into both of those topics next here on the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
This is Eric Popovich, head boys golf coach at Beaver Dam High School. You're listening to 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Partner your business with the most famous four letters in sports, ESPN. For more information, click on the Contact Us tab at DailyDodge.com.
With your ESPN News, I'm Justin Wilski. Zachariah Rosh has been convicted in Dodge County Court of killing his estranged wife, Crystal Rosh. Reports show that jurors reached the verdict Tuesday evening after a seven-day trial. Daily Dodge previously reported the case began as a missing persons investigation in rural Clyman before homicide charges were filed in September of 2024. A Marshfield Medical Center Beaver Dam infection prevention nurse is urging people to check for ticks after being outdoors. Kim Kaiser says ticks are showing up in yards, fields, woods, and lake areas, and people should watch for symptoms after a tick bite. Area businesses are receiving Wisconsin Fast Forward training grants. PS Seasoning and Spices in Dodge County, Pen Deform and Trienda Holdings in Columbia County, and Regalware in Washington County are all included. The grants will support worker training in bottling operations, maintenance, safety, quality, and lean manufacturing. And finally, the professional rodeo returns to the Dodge County Fairgrounds in Beaver Dam on Saturday, June 27th. Adult tickets are $22 in advance or $25 at the gate. Youth tickets for ages 5 to 15 are $12 in advance or $15 at the gate. And kids under 5 getting free. The family-friendly event will include bull riding, bronc riding, and barrel racing. With your ESPN News, I'm Justin Wilski.
Your home for Beaver Dam High School Golden Beaver Athletics is Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Hi, I'm Josh Schneider, president of Silica for Your Home. If you're ready to upgrade your home, I invite you to visit Silica, your one-stop shop for appliances, electronics, furniture, bedding, and more. Since 1922, we've proudly served our community with quality products and exceptional service you can trust. Our experienced team is here to help every step of the way, from sales to delivery and installation to service after the sale. Visit us at shopsilica.com or stop by our stores and see why it's Silica for your home.
Are you aware of who's making your healthcare decisions? Hi, this is Dr. Adam Forster with Columbus Family Dental. Healthcare is a very personal thing that requires careful thought and planning. These choices should be made by you and your doctor, not an administrator or an insurance company. At Columbus Family Dental, we're a local, doctor-owned clinic, which allows us to put your health and well-being first. Call us today at 623-5559 to schedule a free, no-pressure consultation to see if we're the right fit for you.
Here it is, and a ground ball, left side, backhanded by Ortiz. Throw across the diamond! Yes, in time! Checks his runners, here's the pitch. Fly ball, left field, Hap on the warning track, Hap at the wall, it's gone! Andrew Vaughn ties in the bottom of the first inning with a three-run homer.
This is Lane Grindle. Your home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball is 95.3 WBEV.
Life is full of adventures. Get the most out of them with the help of a primary care team you can count on. At Marshfield Clinic, primary care is here to keep you feeling great when you're on top of the world, help you bounce back when you're not, and most importantly, to help you enjoy each adventure with confidence. Request your primary care appointment at a Marshfield Clinic location near you. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primary care.
Ever feel like your house is trying to tell you something? Those foggy windows, the ones that won't quite open, the ones that make your house look a little, tired? Good news, Hometown Glass and Improvement can help with beautiful, energy-efficient Lindsay windows that instantly refresh your home inside and out. Cleaner views, smoother operation, and a brand new look you'll notice every day. Call Hometown Glass and Improvement today for your free estimate. Hometown Glass and Improvement, locally owned, community trusted.
The Dam Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. Your favorite local sports teams, your favorite local sports hosts. On 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
If you are looking for a one-stop shop for all things sports cards, head on over to Real Sports Cards in Waupun or check out their app. Whether you're into sports cards or Pokemon, Real Sports Cards has you covered. With live break streaming right there on the app, you can grab individual cards on the go, be a part of a group, and watch for your favorite players and teams as the packs get opened. Go to the Apple or Google Play Store today, look for the orange logo, and take your collection to the next level with Real Sports Cards, your local resource for all things sports cards, Pokemon cards, and more. Ashley Dobrzynski, Wally Lukashinsky, welcome back to the Damn Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. We spoke a little bit earlier today with Jason Wilde coming out of day two of mandatory minicamp for the Green Bay Packers, and a lot of encouraging things that Jason was talking about in terms of Jordan Love looking already to be in high form. One of the best passes Jason Wilde says he's ever seen him make right now. That gets me at least a little fired up, Dobes, but I'm interested. This time of year, where do you put stock into things? Because for me, like hearing that Jordan Morgan got beat by Lucas Van Ness, and you know I'm a Lucas Van Ness believer.
Yeah, which is crazy.
I'm not crazy. You're crazy.
You're crazy.
That said, it to me is a no-brainer that this time of year, you've got to take everything with a grain of salt. These guys aren't even really going full bore right now.
No, yeah, exactly. I think that it's a mini camp. You know, you take it with a grain of salt, but you also look at it and you're like, okay, they're improving, they're showing it. You know, you're seeing bits and pieces of it. And I think that it's good news what we're hearing. And I think, honestly, I don't know, because it's like weird. Because even if you were hearing bad news, it's like, okay, you have a good amount of time to work on the things. If they were like, Lucas Van Ness still sucks, which he might, they still have 3 months or 2 months. Oh my gosh, 2 months. It's already June to really figure it out, you know? But if it's good, then you can just keep working on it. So I feel like there's really no, well, there's bad news if it's like injuries.
Yeah, but injuries excluded, it's hard to put too much positives or negatives in anything you hear right now.
Exactly. Well, because you have so much time to correct or improve on.
Well, and then I was thinking too, it's like Jason said as well, there's the camp where you can go, wow, Lucas Van Ness, he's finally going to do it. He's the first round pick. We knew he was in there. But if that was also the case, you could also spin it around and say, Jordan Morgan, this is his first year going to be starting at left tackle. He knows he's going to be all offseason, and he's getting beat by a guy like Lucas Van Ness. So it's truly that beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
It was one day.
It was one. Truly, it was about 3 or 4 plays that is even being referenced right now.
Yeah, let's not get too excited about Lucas Van Ness.
I'm getting you a jersey.
No, Charlie already got me a Joey Ortiz jersey.
He got you a Joey Ortiz jersey?
I thought I sent you that.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I'm so getting you a Lucas Van Ness one now.
No.
We gotta get your...
When am I ever gonna wear a Joey Ortiz jersey?
Split it down the middle.
Like, the sentiment is adorable, but when am I gonna... Oh.
Split it down the middle. Do the old-fashioned one half Lucas Van Ness thrown on.
Shut up. I'm not doing that.
One half Joey Ortiz. Go out there. Support the fellas that we know that you're the biggest fan in South Central Wisconsin.
There's only... Oh my gosh. I think it was, when was it? Oh no, it was me and you. We were watching the highlights from the first game of the Athletics and Joey Ortiz made a air and I was like,
Well, it wasn't an air. It didn't touch his glove.
Well, people say he's this gold glove winner. Then he should have that. Not the point. However, you will not catch me wearing the Joey Ortiz jersey and says it, unless I lose.
Something. Go on a journey with me. Close your eyes right now.
Okay, I'm closing them.
Imagine in 12 months, you can look back with the autographed photos on your wall of Joey Ortiz raising the Commissioner's Trophy in Major League Baseball, winning a World Series, and Lucas Van Ness taking that trophy, kissing it. I'm going to Disney World, Mom!
If that happens, I will reach out to the right people and tell them to send my regards. My apologies.
Well,
not my regards. My
we're going to need better than that. If both of those things happen,
if pigs fly, Walter.
If pigs fly, I don't care. If you got both a World Series and a Super Bowl in the same calendar year, you're wearing the split jersey, and I think you have to wear it for a month.
Do I get to wash it?
Yeah, I'd allow you to wash it, but like in the office for a month straight, you have to wear a Joey Ortiz split jersey with Lucas Van Ness. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay.
How about this? I will wear Well, this isn't going to happen, so it's not even. I was going to be like, I will wear the Joey Ortiz jersey if he even becomes an All-Star. But well, why would he become an All-Star when
the World
he's
Series Super Bowl might
under
be more likely?
200. Under.
The World Series Super Bowl tandem might be more likely than an All-Star appearance for Joey Ortiz.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, that just means he's going to have more room when he slides on over. And
well, it's actually crazy that he can't even hit in a Little League ballpark.
Well, I mean, the Brewers also last night, both teams, mind you, of the Las Vegas now, well, at least for the next couple days anyways, terrible. Until they do move back permanently to Las Vegas, the Las Vegas Athletics, that sounds weird, and the Milwaukee Brewers, last night, they're the starting pitchers for both teams. They allowed all but one run in this game, so the relievers at least seem to be able to come in and at the very least avoid the bat and miss the contact. I'm just
Didn't
saying.
The Athletics have like six home runs?
Well, last night they scored seven runs. Were those six? Yeah, they homered five more times.
Five times.
So that's
and Jackson Chourio homered, but it looked like a pop fly.
So that's these 12.
Games shouldn't even count. 12. Why home are we runs. Playing on a little league field?
12 home runs for the 32 and 35 Athletics in two games against Milwaukee Brewers right now.
Oh, that's weird.
Well, yeah, it's basically like you're juicing the ball. You're just doing it outside in 100-degree dry heat in the Las Vegas Strip.
Yeah, like, that should not... Why are we playing there?
They won't. After these six games, they play...
Yeah, but why was this even a thing for the 2025 season?
I think they're just trying to lure people in Vegas of, hey, this is a lot of fun. Come on out and
it's
watch.
It's not fun.
Well, it doesn't help.
It's a home run derby.
Well, I think a lot of fans that are not... traditional baseball fans looking for a first time in, I bet you they love the home run derby aspect.
Oh, I bet. They're like, oh my gosh, I bet this happens every game. Ma'am, it happens once when you're in Little League.
We need to get them like an old school NL Central 1-0 game with five combined hits that last 2 hours and 6 minutes. If you want to be a baseball fan, let's prove it.
Prove it. Seriously, you have to go through a test to be a baseball fan. You know, we really started this with Packers talk and we've completely gone to Brewers.
Well, this is kind of what we do. And again, this has been put on air. I will remind people, when the Milwaukee Brewers are deep in the playoffs, there's going to be a little bit of fear in Ashley Dobrzynski, because if the Brewers and Packers both win a championship this year, she's wearing a split jersey for a month of Joey Ortiz and Lucas Van Ness, her favorite two players in the world.
That sucks.
Well, you said yes on the radio. Can't help you there. We're going to step aside for our final break of the day. When we come back, we are going to be doing a little over-under here on this Wednesday. That's coming up next on the Damn Sports Show.
Here's a look at your weatherology forecast. Severe storms likely, with fog and spots tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 66. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun, with fog and spots early tomorrow, thunderstorms likely, highs level off around 82. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
From youth baseball tournaments to long afternoons on the soccer sidelines, summer heat can come in fast. Keep your home cool all the way through the final whistle with JB Mechanical, bringing you this weather update now on ESPN Beaver Dam.
Looking for your next great round? Tee it up at Rolling Meadows Golf Course in Fond du Lac, featuring 27 holes designed for every skill level. Whether you're chasing a personal best or just enjoying time with friends, you'll love the well-kept course, practice facilities, and relaxing clubhouse. Play 9, 18, or all 27, then unwind at the bar and grill. Rolling Meadows, more golf, more fun your way. Book your tee time today at rollingmeadowsgolfcourse.com.
After a crash with a semi-truck, everything can change instantly. At Gruber Law Offices, we have the knowledge and experience to make sure you're protected. And we're here to help whenever you need us. Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
Big brats,
and big bucks.
Hit all the stops for the 2026 Brat Fry and Summer Sweepstakes season, presented by Hometown Glass and Improvement and Newman Pools. No food or drink purchase necessary to participate in the contest. Buy a delicious Pernitz Premium Brat with a soda or water, and proceeds will help with the John Moser Children's Radiothon, all for just $2. Find the complete Brat Fry schedule on the Brat Fry page at DailyDodge.com.
Our next Brat Fry is Thursday, June 18th, 11 to 1 at Silica for your home, 1745 North Spring Street in Beaver Dam.
Whether it's the Golden Beavers, the Rockets, or the Warriors, the Dam Sports Show talks about your favorite local teams on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. And it's presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun.
Yeah. Lukashinsky, Ashley Dobrzynski with you on the Dam Sports Show here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. For those curious on what the odds would be that the Brewers and Packers would both win a championship this year, and meaning that Ashley Dobrzynski would wear the split Lucas Van Ness, Joey Ortiz jersey, you're looking at plus 34,400. What that means is if you bet $100 on both of those teams to win it all in the same pool,
that would be so awesome.
You would win $34,400. So that's basically me out there. That's my version of the $100 bet, is getting to see Dobes in this outfit for an entire month time.
That is insane.
I'm ready for it. I'm telling you, I'm buying in. I'm buying in. Let us get hurt. Now I have added incentive to actually pull for the Brewers because my Pirates are falling through the face of the earth right now.
Are we surprised? I'm not.
It's time for over under.
It is time for over under. All right, Walter.
I'm ready for you, Dobes.
We're doing obviously sports over under.
Okay.
10 NFL players. Oh, wait. Sorry. Let me redo that. I accidentally said the over-under 8 NFL players that had 10 or more rushing touchdowns in 2025.
8 players that had 10 or more rushing touchdowns in 2025. I'm going to feel like you tipped your hand. I'm going to say over.
Correct. The actual number was 10.
I'm feeling that because you tried to put added incentive. Oh, of 10 or more. I'm like, no.
I messed up.
All right.
Can you name those 10?
I think I can name a few. I think Bijan Robinson is going to be one.
Nope.
Bijan Robinson didn't rush for 10 touchdowns. So he was the best running back in the sport.
In 2025, he did not rush. I'll double check, but
no, you're fine. I bet you that means that he might have got there with receiving touchdowns. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. I'd imagine, is this only running backs, or are there some quarterbacks on this list as well?
There's a mixture.
Okay, well then I'm gonna
say he only had 4. Oh wait, I'm wrong.
That's okay. Saquon Barkley is another guess of mine.
No!
I'm 0 for 2. I get one more strike, and then I'm literally out. I named two of the best running backs in the game of football. How about Jahmyr Gibbs? This is not real.
Yes.
Oh, I was going to say, can't tell me that he didn't get it either.
He did.
All right, well, if we're going to say there's a couple quarterbacks, I imagine those quarterbacks are Josh Allen and...
Allen is one.
How about Jalen Hurts?
No, there's no more...
Quarterbacks. Wow, I would have actually even gone a step farther. I would have still, even with the injury, I would have thought Lamar had a shot. It would have been a distant shot. I think he missed about half the season last year, maybe a hair under it. Jalen Hurts with all the tush pushes, that surprises me. Mm-hmm. Let's rapid fire go through these and get to the next over-under.
Jonathan Taylor.
Okay.
Derrick Henry.
Okay.
Josh Jacobs.
Oh my gosh, this is frustrating. I named... Yeah. Bijan Robinson and Saquon. You're telling me they didn't get there. That's crazy.
Zach Charbonnet.
No, Charbonnet.
Charbonnet, whoops. James Cook.
Okay.
Javonte Williams. Christian McCaffrey. Kyren Williams.
I wouldn't have got Javonte or Kyren if he gave me a million years. I knew Javonte had a bounce back year, but I thought he kind of faded off towards the tail end of the season. Obviously not. Kyren Williams, credit to him. He's kind of... an invisible cog in the machine that makes that
the only reason
team
why
go.
The only reason why I know about him is because my fantasy.
Oh, yeah, and you complain about yours all the time, so it surprises me that we didn't hear his
Charlie
name.
You Charlie helped me draft him, and my teams stunk this year.
Sorry!
So, Whose fault was it?
You put your name on the team.
Well, you did a really bad job. anyway.
All right. Next over.
All right. Over under 11 NHL defensive men that had 60 or more points in the 2025-2026 regular season.
All right. I'm going to hope it's under.
Over.
Oh, my gosh. I'm in
13.
I'm in a lot of trouble. Cale Makar, I imagine, is definitely going to be one.
Yep.
Do we have Hughes on that list?
Which one?
I'm going to definitely say it's going to have to be Quinn.
Yes.
All right. That's two right off the rip. Did Erik Karlsson get there?
Yes.
Okay. We're 3 for 3 right now.
Wow.
I know he's an old man. I don't think there's any shot that he would have got there this year. How about Brett Burns?
Brent Burns. Nope.
No. Oh my gosh, I've got three down that right off the rip. Now we're gonna fall apart. Let's think of other big. Is there a Theodore on the list?
A Theodore?
Yes.
There is not a Theodore. Right, Theodore.
No, that was gonna happen. All right, I'm gonna tap out. What do we got here?
Hold on. I think that you can get some of these. Hold on, I'm gonna give you the teams.
All right, you're putting me on the spot here.
Wally, I feel like you watch a lot of NHLs.
So. I do, but I'm also my dad's son, and names suck, and I know my Pittsburgh Penguins, and then they fall apart.
I don't think any... Yeah, what is it with dads and not knowing names?
I'm getting into that point in my life right now.
Really?
Where I truly think... Well, you've seen me... what's it called? You've seen me fall apart on this show before when we were talking about Mitch Marner.
Oh, yeah, and you said, like, Jack Marner?
I can't remember. It's starting to happen for me. I even struggle at our brat fries. People say, hey, do you have my name?
Yeah.
I'm like, I know your face, man. You got to believe me.
All right, ready?
All right.
Edmund Oilers.
Bouchard.
Yes.
Okay, I need teams. Teams might actually help me a little bit.
Okay. Columbus Blue Jackets.
Zach Werenski.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Well, he was, I want to say he actually, Norris candidate if he didn't win it already.
What is that?
Best defenseman in the NHL.
Oh. Yeah, I'm like so out of touch with NHL. It's crazy. The only thing I know is the hockey books. Anyways, you got that one. Montreal Canadiens.
I'm going to need help on this one.
It starts, his initials are LH.
Lane Hudson.
Yeah.
I shouldn't
have gotten
it. That's frustrating.
You that big of a hit. Why?
Well, because I didn't get it right away.
Oh. Buffalo Sabres.
Rasmus Dahlin.
Yep.
That's the only reason I know him is that when he got drafted, God, it has to have been close to 10 years ago now, which is crazy to say. He was going to be the next guy, the next big thing.
Oh, really?
And it took him until this year
to be the next guy.
With Eli Wilkie out there, his Buffalo Sabres actually getting back to the postseason for the first time.
That's awesome.
So shout out there.
Tampa Bay Lightning.
It's not Victor Hedman, is it?
No.
No, who is it?
Darren Radish.
No, I was doomed. I went
Pitts
back.
Pitts O'Carlson. Dallas Stars.
Pass.
Mario Hankerson. Boston Bruins.
What was the last one?
Boston Bruins.
Charlie McAvoy.
Yep. Washington Capitals / Anaheim Ducks got traded, I guess.
Oh my gosh. Ovi was like crying over this.
John
Carlson?
Yep.
Oh my gosh, that's embarrassing.
Washington Capitals.
There's another one?
Yes.
Pass.
Jacob Chychrun.
Oh yeah, it was like Krun or something. Chychrun or something
yeah,
like
sure.
that.
Detroit Red Wings. Red Wings. Whoa.
I tap out.
Moritz Seider.
Moritz Seider, all right.
All right,
cider.
There we go.
That's fine, two cider plays.
Sure, I'm really bad at pronouncing things.
Oh, that's going to do it for us here on the DM Sports Show today. We will be back same time, same place tomorrow, hopefully with better weather. Stay safe out there, South Central Wisconsin. Have a great night, and we'll see you tomorrow on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
This Sports Center update is brought to you by Silica for your home, serving Wisconsin homes for